Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, we've been checking in with the Australian Schoolboys Rugby League side. They've been on tour in the UK and Europe, and I think they're going pretty well. In fact, I think they're undefeated at the moment after winning the Test Series against England Friday night. And there was another game today against a French side. And Mitchell Pearce, one of the captains on the tour, joins us online. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, boys. How are you?
We're very well, thanks. You must be a bit tired. You've had a couple of matches back-to-back.
Yeah, we had our second test on Friday night. We're pumped from that, and then we had to turn around and play again today. But we ended up getting the win again, so it was good.
All right, well, first up, let's talk about Friday night, and that wrapped up the series against the English Schoolboys.
Yeah, we played the first one last Saturday and had a good second half, ended up winning that game and won again on Friday night. So.
What was the score on Friday night, Mitchell?
32-20.
32-20, and how bad were the conditions?
Yeah, pretty early. The first half was 14-0 at half time. It was pretty bit of a bash up in the first half, and then the second half we just ended up scoring a couple of tries late in the game and ended up winning there.
And were they as you expected them to be, or perhaps even a little tougher than you thought they might be, the English Schoolboys?
Yeah, first game we hadn't really watched any video, so we didn't really know what to expect, but. Yeah, the first game was a bit dry in the second game. And then once we had an idea of how they went, we didn't really know what to expect the second game because it was going to be wet again. Everyone put in and it was an awesome feeling in the end when we got the win.
Now, Mitchell, tell us about Chris Sandow. He's been getting some huge raps. Now, he plays in the halves with you.
Yeah, Chris, he's been killing it. First couple of games, he scored some freaky tries and he played again very well in the test again. But across the board, everyone's been awesome. The centre, Israel, he's been killing it. Everyone's been, even the forwards have been aiming up. It's been unreal, yeah.
All right, now we're giving him a rap. We better give yourself a rap because your kicking game was pretty good against the Great Britain side.
Oh, no, it was pretty wet conditions. So for a while, the second half was just a bit of an arm wrestle and both teams were just didn't really know who was going to win. We were both holding on to our try lines, but bit of luck in the end that we got to win.
What's your final match of the series?
We got another test on Wednesday against France, and then that wraps it up, and then we head home on Friday night. So
you're 6-6 now. If you can beat France, you'll be 7-7.
Yeah, well, we set the goal at the start of the tour to come home undefeated, so one game to go.
Okay, and that means you'll be home, for Christmas Day?
Yeah, we get back Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Mitchell, you're signed with the Roosters, aren't you?
All right.
Now, what are your plans for 2007?
I've been training full time, so if I can go back and do that when I get back, then I suppose to see what happens.
Yeah, but you want to play first grade in 2007?
Yeah, I hope so. That's my goal, but if I can just get back, train with the boys and see what happens.
Yeah, don't put the pressure on him yet, TK. Oh. He's only just coming out of school, boys. Fair dinkum. He's tough. Mitchell, congratulations to you and the boys. 6-6 at the moment, going for 7-7. Good luck on in your final match there. We're all hoping you'll come home with the chockies.
Thanks a lot, mate. On behalf of the boys, I want to thank everyone for the support back in Australia. We've been reading the internet and everyone's been sending their messages, so thanks a lot from everyone on the tour.
Oh, that's great, Mitchell. And finally, has your dad made it over there to watch the games?
Nah, they ended up staying home, but...
What, too cold for him?
It must be, I don't know. He didn't give me a reason, but...
Well.
They've been calling every day, so it's been good.
That's
all
great.
Right. Take care. Have a good trip home. We'll see. Catch up with you when you get back here.
All right, thanks, mate. Thanks.
Mitchell Pearce there. He's one of the captains on the Australian Schoolboys Tour of Europe, which has been very, very successful so far, and one more to go.